This is Mind, Body, Soul. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Summers, and welcome to Mind, Body, Soul. I'm here with my co-host and producer, Claudette Burns. And Claudette, you know, the show is all about introducing our listeners to what services are available in St. John's in Newfoundland, and this is a service that I didn't even realize existed. And so my guest today is the owner of and registered nurse with Catalyst Health Solutions Incorporated. After graduating from Memorial University of Newfoundland Center for Nursing Studies in 2005, June went to work in the Level 1 Trauma Center and Emergency Department at St. Michael's Hospital in downtown Toronto. Since returning home to Newfoundland in 2010, June continued to gather experience in the ER at the Health Science Center in St. John's, as well as finishing a master's degree in nursing from Memorial University. In addition to frontline emergency nursing, June has experience in education, management, and research. In 2016, June founded Catalyst Health Solutions. Initially a mobile blood collection and foot care company, Catalyst Health Solutions now offers multiple private and corporate nursing solutions for companies and individuals. Welcome, June Tavener.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, June, can you give our listeners just a little snippet of what they can expect to hear today?
You'll expect to hear a description of what it is that we offer at Catalyst Health Solutions and how it is exactly that we're providing much more innovative and collaborative style nursing care, both for individuals in Newfoundland and Labrador and for many of the companies that operate here.
When I was at Winterhome, I didn't realize Catalyst Solutions existed either.
So what I do at Winterhome, for example, is they have a naturopathic doctor that works down there, and she wanted to offer intravenous vitamin treatments for different conditions. I certainly don't have much of an expertise when it comes to naturopathic medicine, but what I am able to do is, after 14 years of emergency experience, I'm quite handy at putting in an intravenous and monitoring for adverse outcomes or reactions to the treatment. Really, I'm there in a medical support role, if you will. It's not that I'm providing any treatment in terms of this is the plan of care and I've gotten an order from a physician. I'm really utilizing my knowledge, skill, and judgment as a registered nurse to be able to provide that additional service to the naturopath.
Why would someone go to Winterhome and get an IV from Kathleen? What would be some of the diseases or problems that you see
Certainly. People
coming there?
Well, Kathleen, the naturopathic doctor at Winterhome, really treats people who present that want a complementary treatment. Most of them are also receiving your traditional treatment through, you know, the healthcare system and such, but they just want that additional boost. So, for example, I do have a couple of oncology patients that come down for a vitamin C treatment and what you call a Myers cocktail. And what that's meant to do is complement the treatments that they're receiving within the system, but it's boosting their immune system. It's giving them that extra push. Again, that's the theory behind it. I'm there mostly in a supportive role. That's the cancer patient is one. Another popular...
Because, I don't mean to interrupt you, because chemo just doesn't attack the bad cells, right? It also attacks the healthy cells.
Right, exactly.
So when your system is being knocked down with chemotherapy, you certainly need something on the other side to boost that up, maybe when chemo was done or to help with that, correct?
That's right. So the concept behind chemotherapy broadly, very broad stroke statement here, is that, you know, we'll wipe out everything and hope the good stuff grows back. That's sort of what happens with chemotherapy. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad side effects to that naturally.
And of course, if your immune system is beaten down or if it was compromised from the very beginning, it's very difficult to build that back up. So you need something to help boost that.
Well, I think the key there is that people need to understand that there are other options to help increase your immune system when you're undergoing traditional treatments.
Can you speak a little bit more to the direct nursing care services that you provide, why somebody would go to you as opposed to, I guess, just at a regular doctor's office?
Well, again, this is not a competitive option that I'm offering. When I named the company Catalyst Health Solutions, it was really about people taking ownership of their own healthcare and how it is that they interact with the healthcare system, and the catalyst being myself, in that I can really help people change how it is that they're treating their own selves and how it is that they're consuming healthcare, and arming them with the knowledge when they go in to deal with the, you know, traditional physicians and that sort of thing.
Can you give us an example?
So when you consider what direct nursing care means, that's truly in the definition that you'd find from ARNNL, which is our legislating body here, or the Canadian Nursing Association, it's the face-to-face, hands-on care. So what I do for direct care, for example, is blood work. I'll do injection treatments, flu shots, B12, that sort of thing. As Gary mentioned, I help with the IV treatments at Winter Home, but I do also do IV treatments based on physician orders or nurse practitioner orders when folks want to have care done at home. And we do also have advanced nursing care, advanced nursing foot care, and we do personal care in your home to help people stay in home and not in a long-term care facility for longer, which is often a concern that people have as they're getting advanced in their different diagnoses. They would rather stay home than have to go into an institution, for example. But also, it was funny, I was just reading an article that Andre Picard put out on LinkedIn talking about what actually is taking up bed spaces in hospitals. And it's these folks that have been discharged medically from the system, but they still need care. They're not ready. They can't go home anymore. They need something extra. So these are called alternate level of care patients. And that's somebody that I'm able to work with physicians and with the you know, Department of Health, for example, in arranging a care system so that the person can either go home or they can have advanced supports in a personal care home, which tends to have more beds than your traditional long-term care, for example.
You mentioned about blood collection. I mean, people have so many options. You know, you can go to a hospital and get your blood work done, or you can have yourself come in to get it done. I've tried the hospital thing, and I just not interested in spending 3 hours waiting to get blood work done. So can you talk a bit about your blood collection and how you differentiate yours?
Well, I am very excited to collaborate with other private owner business owners in town as well. There's Angie at the Home Lab Service, for example. She's great. If I ever have a full roster and can't facilitate a client, I'll refer to her. But she also refers to me because she's a phlebotomist and I'm a registered nurse with advanced practice skills. So one of the things that I offer that's different is I'm able to access from a central access device. For example, somebody that is undergoing chemotherapy, they do commonly they'll have an implantable blood access device, and you need advanced training to be able to sample from that, and I do have that training.
Great conversation, June. We'll be right back with more from Catalyst Health Solutions and June Tavener after the break.
Mind, body, soul. We'll be right back. This is Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to Mind, Body, Soul. I'm Gary Summers, along with my co-host, Claudia Behrens, and we're talking to June Tavener. And when we spoke a little earlier, you talked about navigating through the healthcare system, and it kind of that kind of spurred my interest, and I thought, okay, navigating through the healthcare system. How does your company help people who, I guess, have been told there's nothing else we can do?
Yeah. Those are unfortunately becoming more and more common. There's nothing we can do, or just even people get a piece of information from their doctor and they really don't know what to do with that information. What does that mean for me? What are the next steps? What do I have to do? So when I talk about navigating the system, it's about communicating with the patients and helping them understand it, the system, the steps, the process, because knowledge is power, obviously. And when it comes to wanting to be able to change or impact your own care, the more knowledge you can get, the better. But don't get on Google, people. Don't do that.
Yeah, Dr. Google.
Dr. Google is ruining emergency departments across the world.
So I bumped into a friend of mine over Christmas, and he was in severe pain. And I said, what's going on? And he said, Gary, my lower back, he said, I've got some bad discs in my back. And I said, how long have you been like this? He said, over a year. And I said, well, what's your doctor saying? Well, he said, my orthopedic surgeon is telling me, he puts his hands up in the air and he says, I don't know what else to do. So you can help somebody like that.
I can. Yeah. So part of the main way that the system works in Canada and obviously in Newfoundland is we have a gatekeeper system. And that's on purpose, because otherwise anybody could call up an orthopedic surgeon and make an appointment without a referral. So it helps to streamline who is being referred to who and why. And that's appropriate, because you don't want just anybody going. You might go to the cardiologist and realize that you actually needed a general surgeon.
Sure,
you know.
Yeah.
So, but for example, for your friend, something that I could do is actually sit down with them and take a good health history, understand what caused, you know, usually the story tells you the best to get to where you need to go next. So what caused the pain, why, what the surgeon said exactly. I'm also, I work with the Center for Health Information here, and I'm able to access, with consent obviously, your friend's health E-N-L record. So I'm able to see any kind of blood work that they'd have done, any kind of diagnostic imaging. I can see the images, but I can't interpret, obviously, being at a registered nurse knowledge level. That's a physician operation,
sure.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But what I am able to do is sit with that person and explain it to them one-on-one, what the results actually mean. And so based on the orthopedic surgeon saying, well, there's nothing I can do, well, that's certainly not the end of the road, because you can't just live like that. But, you know, you're not talking about the doctors not doing their job adequately. We're talking about the fact that people need to know what's the next step. What, you know, the doctor didn't tell me everything, no, and nor should they have, honestly, to be frank, because it is our responsibility then to take that knowledge and that information that they've given us and choose what the next path is going to be. So is it that massage therapy would help? Would a chiropractor help? Is it that there's acupuncture and alternative treatments? Maybe. But it's about sitting down with that person and explaining what the actual diagnostic meanings were, what is the interpretation of those diagnostic imaging and blood work. And then I also pride myself on being very collaborative. I have really good relationships with a lot of the orthopedic surgeons, general surgeons, cardiologists. So, you know, I took my time during my practice in the emergency department to form these relationships, because that's how, you know, when a patient comes to me now and says, I'm dealing with Dr. So-and-so, and I would really like for you to talk to her so that you can explain to me better what's going on, then that's a relationship that I'm able to foster as well.
Is there a problem, do you think, then, with the communication between the doctor and the patient in order to even need you?
Well, I think that there's two large facets at play there, in that it's not that the doctors aren't doing their job well, it's that sometimes you're told something, like your friend was said, that's it, that's all I can do, and that's all he heard. Perhaps the surgeon did say other options, and he was just, you know, because pain is very frustrating, and the system and waiting and hearing about your health is a frustrating process. So the patient may or may not have taken in all the information. Even if they did, they still may need something explained to them again.
Once
they go home and have questions in the parking lot, sort of a thing.
My wife is like that. She goes to a doctor, and maybe the doctor said something that she didn't like, and then she shuts down.
Right.
So she'll come home and I'll say, well, what did the doctor say? She'll say, I don't know.
It's her version.
Exactly.
In the state of mind that she was in receiving this type of information.
Exactly right.
Okay.
My mother is a perfect example of this. In fact, I've got to talk to her and her doctor about something right now, because she just doesn't understand what is happening. Like, what's the story here? So there's that piece. But there's also, you know, God love the physicians and nurses that are working in the system, because I can tell you with all honesty, they are doing their best with the time and the resources that they have. There is a finite amount of time in an appointment in a system that you can spend with a patient if you want to be as productive as you can be.
And then you layer that emotional side of when a doctor tells you something that you probably don't want to hear.
Yep.
And so, June, what you're able to do is kind of remove that emotion from it and to be able to sit down and look at the raw facts and look at, well, yeah, just because someone said that, then there are so many other alternatives out there that you can suggest.
That's right.
To people to say, well, maybe here's another different path for you to take, or
right,
here's something else.
So one thing that's important for any of my clients to understand is that I am a registered nurse. I'm educated and experienced, but I am not a physician. I can't diagnose and I can't prescribe. So I can't tell you what to do next. What I can do is counsel you and educate you on what your choices and what your options are, what's out there. And one of my strongest skills is to take high-level, high-conceptual, diagnostic, big, fancy medical words and explain it to folks so that they really get it and they understand what that means for them as an individual, not just what everybody who has chronic back pain is going to experience. Well, what does that mean for you? And it also helps that person, I arm them with the questions. They go back to their family doctor with, okay, this is what my orthopedic surgeon said. What about acupuncture? Is that something that I should try? I understand that based on my blood work, XYZ, what would this supplement do for me? Is that something? So that this is the conversations that I'm able to have with patients so that they have a better understanding of where they sit and then what that means for them going forward in owning their own healthcare.
So you're the go-between.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the go-between. And you mentioned that you have access to people's medical files. I know there's a whole privacy issue surrounding healthcare. Do you have access to everything that somebody has gone through throughout their life in a file,
no,
for instance?
So okay. NELCHI, it's a Newfoundland Labrador Center for Health Information. They are the custodians of all that information, of that healthcare. And I had to be vetted and apply, and I go through a process where, you know, I had to have confidentiality and privacy agreements with NELCHI, and I have a consent form then that individuals can sign to, and I need your MCP each time because I don't store that information. So they would give me their MCP at the time that they requested the sit down to go over all the information with them.
Great, great conversation. Something I didn't even realize we had a go-between in the city, but it's great to see that. Back after the break with some more great information from June Tavener.
Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers. We'll be right back. This is Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back. I'm Gary Summers with my co-host, Claudette Behrens, and we're talking to registered nurse June Tavener and what her company, Catalyst Health Solutions, offer. And it was during the break, June referred to herself as the doctor whisperer.
That is the perfect description for what she does.
It
she
is.
Interprets what the doctor says.
Yes. Interfaces yeah. with the doctor.
The doctor whisperer you have
now
made.
Got a new title.
Yeah,
oh,
for
gosh.
Sure.
Add that to all my social media tags.
Exactly.
Now.
Yes, exactly. The doctor whisperer. Great, great title. So, June, let's switch gears again a little bit because we did talk about some of the things that you do. Certainly navigating the healthcare system is very critical, but you also do corporate nursing. Can you just explain a little bit about that?
Yeah. So corporate nursing is something that fell into my lap sort of out of a need. So one of the services that I offered right from the start was flu shot clinics. And one of the things that I did was then get in with different companies within town that said, well, what else can you do? And I'm like, well, let me tell you. And from there, it went from being incorporated within the wellness program that these companies are offering their employees. So I'm able to answer questions for patients specific to them, very much like we've already been chatting about. But for the company, it's really like having a nurse on staff. So what happens is the company will hire me, but really the person who's utilizing me is the employee. It gets them off the Google. So when you get out in the parking lot after your doctor's appointment and say, oh, I forgot to ask this question. If your company, if your employer has me on contract, you're able to then contact me directly and say, listen, this is what happened today. This is what he said. Well, I don't quite catch what that means, actually. Or this is an additional question to that. And can you help me with that? So, but then also I'll have days where I go into these companies and I'll do their blood work or I'll do their flu shot campaign. If there's somebody that is getting a B12 injection routinely at work or different injections like that, if they have IV treatments that they need done at work, I can do it at work. Even just blood pressure monitoring, or somebody wants me to help them, counsel them on their cholesterol levels, and so we can, you know, trend their cholesterol levels. But so instead of having to go to your family doctor for these very minor, more information education type stuff that physicians do, you're able to have it done at work and not miss that time. It's not just the hours lost, it's also the productivity. So what that person that has to leave to go to the doctor's office, what are they responsible for in their job? So for companies, it's quite advantageous to have me because you're not going to lose as much money to lost time, but also the productivity, like I say.
You mentioned a couple of times now a B12 injection.
Mm-hmm.
Who would need a B12 injection?
B12 is a vitamin, obviously, we get mostly out of our diet that is utilized within the system in your body for producing red blood cells. So some folks that have anemia, they can often link it back for a root cause to the B12. And that's something that can be done through blood work, through your family doctor ordering some blood collection. And yeah, these folks find that if they don't get their B12 shot once a month, that they're quite laggy and their hemoglobin is low and you're fatigued quite often. And so that's a common one that I see. Okay. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more maybe about the corporate aspect of it? Are these big businesses? How would you know even if your work had a person like you?
To be honest with you, it's brand new. It's kind of trailblazing as I go here, certainly within Newfoundland. Because again, you're talking a system that is free, and I very much advocate for a free system. Again, I'm here to complement and collaborate. I am not competing with the public system because I believe very strongly in everybody having equal access to the care that we have here. But I do also think that if you have the resources to be able to take advantage of it privately, not only does it save you that hassle, but also, really, if there was a lot of folks doing it, then the wait at the Health Science Center wouldn't be quite as bad.
That's the other side. You look at the wait times, and when I go to my doctor's office, they'll post up how many missed appointments were in this past month, and you're talking upwards to 100 missed appointments.
In a month.
Just for this one doctor's office.
Wow.
So that's appointments that somebody else maybe could have gotten in to, and they couldn't get in because just someone just didn't show up.
Now, there's stuff happening within the Department of Health and within the Regional Health Authority, which is Eastern Health, and the university's medical school. They put off a, I'll call it an event, for lack of a better description here at the moment, called Hacking Health. And what they do is they bring in folks from the Department of Health. They bring in folks from, the higher-ups, the executive of Eastern Health. Then they have patients, physicians, nurses, different practitioners, and they sit around and they come up with what are some of the barriers that we're facing in healthcare and how can we work together to make it better. So they'll come up with these different prototypes or different, there's an entrepreneur in residence over there, an engineer who has an idea for something and helps them actually come up with a business plan with something that would impact health right on the spot. And we've had a couple of things come out of that have been pretty interesting. One of them being, if you are on the wait list for a cardiac cath, the dye test, there's an app now that you can utilize to see where you are on the list and why you might have been bumped and that sort of thing. So that came out of this Hacking Health thing. That's why it's important, I believe, for government and for Eastern Health to really take advantage of some of the private companies and the think tanks that are around. And how can we collaborate together so that, I'm charging companies, for example, but then in that capacity, I'm helping to improve the system for everybody in terms of the management of it.
But it's also less downtime, less sick time, more people being on the job. So just talk to some of the benefits of corporate nursing.
So for the organization, when you look at Stats Canada, the average for Newfoundland and Labrador in lost sick leave days is 9 for a year. That works out to about 4% of your salaries that you're paying people is just lost to sick leave. And again, some of these conditions that we've talked about or some of these reasons that you would visit a doctor or spend your whole day waiting in an emergency department are something that could be answered very quickly by myself or the nurse practitioner that I collaborate with. Or it might be something that I say, no, you know what? You got to go to your doctor. Bottom line, that's where we're at.
Sure.
It does also, though, like I said to you earlier about the Google, I'm arming people with the information, the questions that they should be asking, so that when they get into their doctor, they can streamline the conversation and not ask the question.
Can you talk to us about how different your service is from the 811 nurse line?
Right. Big kudos to 811. That's run by a company here in St. John's, actually, PhoneMed. Charlene Brophy is the CEO. She's a former nurse and now works as the CEO of that company. They have medical directors. I work with a physician as well. I shouldn't say that, but they have a team that has developed software wherein there's nurses that answer the phone. You give them your complaint. They will ask you questions. And based on your answers, the yes-no decision tree sort of takes them down a clinical pathway, if you will. the unfortunate part about that is, or the best part about that, I should say, is that if you need to go to a doctor, they're going to tell you to go to a doctor, right? The unfortunate part, though, is that it's not face-to-face. It's not taking into account that individual and different things that maybe would be applicable to them that don't fall within that algorithm that they have over at the 811 line. Now, in terms of a family doctor, again, we've talked about, are you in there and they're talking too quickly? Do they answer all your questions? The ER, I can't stress this enough, really needs to be about emergencies. And some of the things that you're there for, that you're waiting a long time for, you can't get treated elsewhere. You do need to stay. So if you have a broken ankle, for example, you got to stay there and get a cast on. But you might be several hours because actual life-threatening illnesses are happening on the other side. So I'm able to help you decide whether or not it's something that needs a physician right away, or you need to straight up go to an emergency right away, or, again, within my knowledge, skill, and judgment capacity, I can counsel you on, if you go to emerge, this is what's going to happen. If you want to wait for your family doctor, this could happen. If you want to try to do it yourself, here are some options. So that's sort of alleviating the system, but also keeping that person from missing all this time that they don't necessarily need to miss.
June, great conversation today. It's certainly gratifying to know that there is a company out there like yours that can help help people. If someone wants to get in touch with you to take advantage of your services, how would they do that?
Best way to get in touch with me, honestly, is Facebook. I have a good page there that I update frequently. Certainly, if you want to call me, I've got a company number. It's 351-2475. And I would like to say that I encourage people to reach out and engage in conversations about healthcare, the healthcare system. If they ever have any questions, I'm more than willing to answer them online. I do want to say to your listeners, though, number one, get off the Google unless you're searching for Catalyst Health Solutions. but understand that your health is really under your control. You have the capacity to impact what it is that you take out of the healthcare system, the pieces that you want to consume. So what is the knowledge that you need to work with the system the best to get the best outcomes for you as an individual? And make sure you ask your employers if they know that they could have a nurse on staff. And if they didn't know that, then send them my way.
June, thanks very much for taking the time out of your busy day. That's it for this week, everybody. We'll be back next week with another interesting guest.
If you have a question or comment for Gary Summers, email mindbodysoul@vocm.com. This has been Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.